Across Australia and around the world, this is Sport.
Blair Hughes is here from MrBlairHughes.com. Morning again, Blair.
Good morning. It's a great day in Brizzy.
It's a better day than yesterday morning after the hangover of Friday night. Hey, I just want to go back to Friday night, and I want to start with AFL this morning. What is going on? This situation with Dane Zorko and the comment that he made to a Melbourne player on Friday night, the player ended up in tears, having to be consoled by teammates at three quarter time. Dane Zorko's now met with very senior. The coach, the CEO and the chair of the Brisbane Lions, and he's apologised, says he's remorseful, but I've not seen anywhere what he actually said. And maybe I don't need to know, but I'm curious. I think we're all curious. What more can you add to what happened there on Friday night at the Gabba?
Yeah, look, I think that it was probably a terrible 24 hours for Lions fans and members having to watch that horrific loss on Friday night. And then Cam Rayner and Noah Answorth are now suspended as well. And then this incident as well. And, you know, this Melbourne player being reduced to tears, which is, you know, something showing the poor fella showing his emotions as well kind of thing. But it really brings into question the leadership of our Brisbane Lions captain here. And fans are rightly sort of asking that question as well. But, you know, Zorko has apologised and the Lions, I guess, have to regroup and refocus for the finals. But I also sort of think that we don't need to know because it's a personal matter between those two players. But fans are naturally curious, aren't they? They want to know what happened. But I think you can sort of hope that the players sort this out. The clubs are sorting it out. But for the fans, it's not the best look from our club captain.
What is fair and what's not fair then when it comes to comments that are made on the field? I mean, surely that goes, you know, all the time there are things being said between players of opposing teams. And then clearly a line has been crossed in what has been said in this case. There's no talk or suggestion about it being racist, for example. You know, it's really hard to sort of form an opinion without knowing exactly what was said.
Yeah, that's right. And look, I think that in this situation, you know, these players have got to realise that kids are looking up to them, and they're looking up to them as being leaders and role models on the field as well. And this has certainly crossed a line. And if it's made this player feel the way he has and to cry on the field and things like that, you know, we should respect that player as well, that he's showing his emotions and that's how he's feeling. And, you know, especially after the week of Paul Green's passing and things like that, you know, men showing their emotions and things like that, you know, is not a bad thing. But unfortunately, it's happened, and it's not the best look for Brisbane. And, you know, these players, I think, have to look at the fact that kids are looking up to them, and, yeah, it's not the best thing.
Well, and is Dane Zorko, yeah, is he the right person to be the captain going into 2023 is the obvious next question. What do we need to know today? We unpacked Friday night's game yesterday. What else is happening with round 23 of the AFL this weekend?
In the AFL, yes. So yesterday there were wins for Frio, Geelong, Richmond, Port Adelaide and the Gold Coast finished on a high of getting a win there as well. So the Gold Coast had a fantastic season. Really, I think they're going to be one to watch next year in 2023. They passed 20,000 members. They had a great win yesterday. There's a couple of cricket scores yesterday in both the AFL and the NRL. But today we've got Hawks versus Bulldogs. Carlton versus Collingwood is sold out at the G from 3:20 today. That's going to be a match to watch. And then St Kilda versus Sydney. And because of what's happened on Friday night with Cam Rayner and Noah Answorth, they're both suspended for the sudden death elimination final for week one. So looks as though I think we're going to be playing Richmond if results go the way today. But, yeah, it's going to be an interesting final day of the AFL season today before the final start in a fortnight or less.
In the NRL, as you said, cricket scores yesterday. Parramatta over Bulldogs 42-6. Sharks over Manly 46 and the Roosters over Wests 72-6. What the hell happened?
An absolute cricket score at the SCG there as well. The Roosters' last game before they moved to the redeveloped Allianz Stadium. 72-6, and a little stat on that one as well is that it's only the second time in a season. The last one was 1935, where we've had two games with 70-plus scorelines. So this year as well, Melbourne defeated New Zealand 70-10 back on Anzac Day. And then last night, Roosters just demolished the Tigers. So there's a couple of teams that I think they're ready for their postseason parties and things like that. But there's still two rounds to go as well. So, and as a result of those, that big win for the Roosters last night, Brisbane now sit in eighth. They've got Parramatta on Thursday night at Suncorp Stadium, and then the Dragons the week after. So it's a big couple of weeks for the Broncos as well, with St George versus the Titans today and Newcastle versus Canberra as well.
Those blown out scores, it wasn't just yesterday, of course, just looking back through the round, the Brisbane game, of course, 60 points to 12 to Melbourne, and the Cowboys 48-4 defeating the Warriors. It was really only the Thursday night game with Penrith and the Rabbitohs, 26-22, where there was a game.
That's right. And if I think 137 points are scored, it'll be the biggest amount of points for a round of rugby league history as well. So there's two games to come today. And look out for that number, about 137, I think it is, that they have to break. I don't know if that's going to happen, though.
Right. Cricket news.
Yeah, this is an interesting one. So Dave Warner has signed on for the Sydney Thunder for the BBL season, so he'll rejoin after the Test Match Series as well. So he'll play in that one as well. It's a good one for the BBL to get some of those big Australian stars back in as well.
Women's Rugby Union, we didn't do very well. Here's another cricket score.
This is another cricket score. There's lots of points overnight. In Christchurch, the Wallaroos went down 52-5. We had one try and they had eight. So it was not a good win for, not a good result for the Wallaroos over there. And they'll regroup for another game over here before the World Cup later on.
Actually, that'd be a bad cricket score. I think we need a better analogy. Like, it's a basketball score, really, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Okay. What's going on in football at the moment?
Yeah, so last night there was wins for Tottenham. Crystal Palace had a good win there. Southampton, Arsenal started the season on fire with three straight wins, so they're top of the ladder. And then Fulham had a good win in the London Derby versus Brentford. A draw between Everton and Nottingham Forest. Tonight there's a couple of big games. Leeds versus Chelsea will be a big one to watch. West Ham have also not had a win yet in the season. They're playing Brighton, and then Newcastle versus Manchester City tomorrow morning. Manchester United versus Liverpool, though, on Tuesday morning is going to be a big, big game because Manchester United are 20th on the ladder and they haven't had a win this season yet. So that's going to be a big one to watch.
All right. Well, I'm zipping through this because here's what I want to get to. You've been analysing the price of beer at different stadia around Australia. What have you discovered, Blair Hughes?
So it's interesting. A few years ago, I did a research project on the price of beer in Australia. We sort of looked at, you know, how the prices are and the quality and the service in Australia versus overseas and what people were paying. It's been interesting to go back on my travels across Australian venues the last 2 years to look at where prices are at. And so last night, Allianz Stadium released their prices for the redeveloped stadium there. And a lot of fans are sort of talking about, you know, the price of beer and how expensive it's becoming. Obviously, there's reasons for the reasons it's going up and things like that. But $13.50 for a craft beer at the new stadium, $12 for a mid-strength schooner. And the one that caught a lot of fans' attention was alcohol-free beer for $8.20. So, you know, it's sort of thinking about the question, how much is too much for a beer and what are fans prepared to pay as well? So it's interesting out there at the moment, the stadium's trying to balance the fan experience with fans' needs as well on game days.
Yeah, and their own desire to rip fans off. $12 for a schooner of mid-strength, $12.
That's right. And so I've done the stats and I know where in Australia, if you're ever at Penrith Panthers Stadium, you can get a beer there for $6.50. And if you're a member, you save a dollar there as well. But our Queensland venues are actually pretty good. So the Gabba and Suncorp Stadium, $9.15 across the board at both stadiums there for a schooner. So we are paying cheaper prices in Queensland for our beer, but things could be going up with inflation, supply chain issues, things like that. It'll be interesting to see what the sweet spot is for fans. And I think that's probably around $10 or so to sort of keep fans happy and keep beer affordable. But it's interesting too, Spencer, that, you know, the price of beer in Australia at our stadiums, it's actually quite affordable and reasonable compared to other places around the world and other venues. In the US, for instance, I've paid about $25 for a beer at the Super Bowl in Houston, Texas, a couple of years ago. But even over there in their stadiums, it's very expensive for beer. So maybe, you know, it's not actually too bad in Australia as well.
Yeah, no, I'm not convinced. All right, thank you, Blair. Talk to you next weekend.
Have a good one.
Blair Hughes from MrBlairHughes.com. 19 past 11, let's check the roads. September on 4BC. The story that I've mentioned a couple of times this morning about more than half the country's NDIS employment providers being wholly or partially dumped by the federal government tomorrow. Eight providers to be axed completely. Jeff has